At the end of the Gospel of today, it is said, "And he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Reverend Father, Reverend Seminarians, dear faithful and dear children, the Gospel of today, it ends the Epiphany trilogy of events, starting first with the adoration of the Magi, then continuing with the baptism of our Lord, and now today describing how our Lord changed the water into wine at the wedding feast in Cana. And this wonderful miracle of changing water into wine gave a lesson to our Lord's disciples that he was God who can work wonders, but also that he was the Savior who showed charity to men, which charity they, the disciples, also needed to imitate. What we Catholics sometimes forget is this grave lesson, namely that we are called to keep the faith, certainly, but we are called also to imitate our Lord in charity and kindness. In the summer of 2020, I was thinking the name for the new sodality I was just about to start for the young ladies of the parish of St. Gertrude the Great. And I ended up to the name Sodality of Charity because I thought it was charity which our world was so much in need at the moment, when many people were afraid of how the world would turn out, and at the moment when our Father Cicada was in his last illness. I remember how I learned a valuable lesson about charity in the Bible. When I was 16, there was a huge maritime accident in the waters of my hometown when the ship MS Estonia sank and over 800 people lost their lives at the sea. At the service I was attending the following day, a minister quoted a passage from the Canticle of Canticles, which says, "Love is strong as death. Many waters cannot quench charity, neither can the floods drown it." And that's the message the world needs today, just as much as it needs the faith, namely charity to everyone, because charity overcomes death and any sorrow imaginable in this dark and cold world. Our sodality is especially dedicated to Saint Joseph, and on first Wednesdays of each month, the first Wednesdays being always dedicated to Saint Joseph, we say special prayers to this great protector of the Holy Family and the Catholic Church. Through the patronage of Saint Joseph, we hope to combat that weird idea that charity, kindness, and courtesy are somehow signs of weakness. Whoever had more power and authority than our Lord, and whoever showed more of charity, devotion, kindness, courtesy, and humility than our Lord did when he was being subject to Saint Joseph. The Gospel today shows also Our Lady working a deed of charity. Jesus was invited to the wedding because he was probably a relative or a friend of the spouses. life for the people of Cana, it cannot have offered too many departures from the ordinary daily routine, and weddings, they must have been truly big events. Since the bridal couple apparently didn't come from a well-to-do families, they tried to make the most of this feast, saving up the wine for the celebration, which then would last a whole week. And Our Lady, always charitably thinking of others, she was very careful to do a charitable service to her hosts. Mary was long accustomed to a slender budget and careful management, and she took notice that the wine was running dangerously low. She therefore would intervene to save the bridal couple from embarrassment. Mary's words, "They have no wine," they are a masterpiece of discretion and of charity. She didn't think that it was none of her business to intervene, like we so often do, if we need a service to others instead to ourselves. Also, Mary didn't want to make any big fuss or draw attention to herself or to Our Lord. No, in a textbook manner of charity, Our Lady simply directed her son's attention to the painful situation and to the distress of the bridal couple. Somewhere on the premises there were 6 large stone jars, and it must have taken some time to fill these jars, but eventually the task was finished. And then the water in the vessels was quietly and without fanfare changed into wine. This is kind of discreet and courteous charity, how we must conduct ourselves and teach our young people to show. St. Paul in today's epistle also gives us directions in what way exactly show charity to others. He writes, "Love without simulation, hating evil, cleaving to good, loving the charity of the brotherhood one toward another." That's again the reason for the name of sodality of charity, hating evil and loving good. Generally, in this world, one doesn't get into too much trouble by being for truth. It's only when one condemns error when the troubles always start. But true charity, it always avoids all pretending or false sentimentality. And true charity is also the charity of the brotherhood, wishing good things to everyone, even one's enemies. True charity, it extends to everyone and never uses an excuse like, "It's not my problem if the hosts run out of wine." Through our confession of the Catholic faith, we proclaim that we belong to God, but it is through the works of charity to our neighbor how we show if we actually do believe what we confess. Without charity, all our knowledge of the faith would come into nothing. We should really pay close attention to the epistles of St. Paul in the upcoming weeks in the Sunday Masses, because in these epistles he shows himself as a true doctor of charity. In an epistle which comes in a couple of weeks, Saint Paul tells us strikingly, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have no charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And if I should have prophecy and knew all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I should have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. There is the lesson we can never forget. If we have faith, we do well, but it is not enough. After all, the devil himself knows and believes every single Catholic dogma. But being puffed up with pride and selfishness, he makes war against God and his saints, the war we are painfully witnessing in clear ways in our times. So we too, we could know our catechism inside out, have a doctorate in theology, have every possible argument and answer against the modernists. We could even work miracles. But if we don't have charity, courtesy, and kindness, what are we, according to Saint Paul? We are nothing. Even more than the great miracle of changing water into wine, we should admire the great charity of Our Lady, who saw the distress of the wedding couple and who pleaded her son to save them. And how discreetly she did this, drawing no attention neither to herself or to her son, but instead the wonderment was to the happy couple who had saved such a great wine as last. But the disciples of our Lord, they did see this request. They saw the miracle, and they saw the sweet charity of their Master. He manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. By faith, we do believe, and by charity, we do the works pleasing God. Christ tells us, if you love me, follow me. And Our Lady, whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.